Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation on connecting to others, specifically seeing the humanity of other people through the lens of their ideology. We have to be really careful here that we don't trigger ourselves into stage five, being too identified with our own ideologies. So this is what makes this particularly challenging. See, within your ideology is a bit of your own humanity, and within their ideology is a bit of their humanity too. And that's why we want to see through the fog of different ideas and different beliefs and see right down to the core of their human experience. This is a real challenge. So we're going to take it slowly today. But give it a try. Before we get started, quick shout out to new listeners in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you for this connection. So let's get going. This meditation supports the stage five task of seeing others through their humanity within their ideology. In this task, you're challenged to think of someone that you disagree with and to see if you can see why they might think that way, given their current circumstances or given their past history. The most challenging part of this task is to put aside your defensive mechanisms and see how their life has shaped them and how their life has shaped their beliefs, as well as how your life has shaped you and your beliefs. This meditation will support that exploration. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down. It doesn't matter. You can close your eyes or you can keep them open. Do what works for you. Take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. Let's begin. Think of someone that you love, a friend or family member, who feels differently than you on some political or religious or other issue. Feel your love for them. Imagine sending them that love and wishing that they have a good day. Now think about their past. How did they grow up? What were the major events in their life? What were the challenges, the traumas, the triumphs? Take a moment to to imagine their past. Now think about their current situation. How do they choose to spend their time? Based on their past, can you see why they might choose to live the way they do now? Based on their past and their present, can you see why they might believe what they believe? Can you see how those experiences, their experiences, might have led them to think the way that they think? If feelings of offense, anger, or annoyance crop up at the thought of their beliefs, let them come. It's okay. They're only feelings. Let them come. And let them go. These feelings are an indicator that you are not entirely certain in your beliefs. And that's okay. In fact, that's good. Later you can review meditations on exploring your principles and your beliefs, but for now, this is just an exploration in your mind of someone else. There is no threat here. Take a moment again to see if you can tell how their life might have shaped their beliefs. Now, let's take a harder challenge. Next, consider someone that you know, but you don't have any strong feelings about. A coworker or acquaintance who disagrees with you on some issue. Examine what you think you know about their past and about their current situation, recognizing you only know what they have chosen to show you. Can you see how life experiences might have led them to think this way? You may not know much about their past or their present. You can imagine a past. Can you imagine a past that would have shaped their thoughts? Can you imagine a present situation that might reinforce their thoughts? Take a moment now. For a final challenge, consider a public figure that you do not like at all. Someone who disagrees with you completely on many things. Perhaps even a leader of the opposing political party. You may feel closed off, guarded and defensive at even the thought of them. breathe into that feeling. Note the areas of your body where stress builds. Breathe into those areas. Imagine your breath clearing out any stress so that you can work effectively. This is about taking care of you. Now, you probably don't know much of anything really about this person's past, how they grew up, but maybe you know a little. Imagine their past. Put yourself in their shoes. In what ways is that life challenging? Every life is challenging. Every childhood is challenging in some way. How would those experiences shape your priorities? Whose love do they crave ultimately? Whose validation did they never quite get? Are they older now? Are they scared? Are they seeking to leave a legacy? What would they be afraid of on a deep personal level? It's all conjecture, but everyone is afraid of something. If you can see them as afraid, you can see them as human. Return now to the first two people that you focused on. Can you see how they are just people on this journey? Having experiences and trying to figure it all out. Can you see yourself? Just human on this journey, having experiences and trying to figure it all out. You are the same in this way. Just human, just trying your best. Sometimes your best is not that good. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. There are tragedies and triumphs. There are good days and bad. There is fear and love. And there you all are, walking the same path and somehow on very different journeys. Life changes us all. They do not have to be wrong for you to be right. They are just opinions. They are just beliefs. And we are all just human. You can see it now. Their humanity and your own. Take a moment to feel that truth. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Take this exercise with you and return to it anytime you like. Repeat it for as many people as you can think of. Try it with people that agree with you and those who do not. Thank you for joining me on this guided meditation. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, head over to the newsletter at the website. Just follow the link in the show notes. And let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. As always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.